West Georgia's first news on this Thursday from the News Talk 1330 FM 106.3 Newsroom. I'm Colin Worthington reporting. The veteran Carroll County Sheriff's Office deputy shot in the line of duty Tuesday morning remains in critical condition in an Atlanta hospital. His wife sends a message to supporters and well-wishers, and the GBI on Wednesday releases the chain of events they believe resulted in the deputy's serious injury and the death of a Carrollton man. The GBI says preliminary information indicates that around 8:30 a.m. on August the 20th, GBI agents and Carroll County deputies were at a home in the 300 block of Don Rich Drive in Carrollton executing a search warrant associated with an ongoing GBI investigation. Carroll County deputies knocked on the door of the home, which was opened by 40-year-old Christopher Bly. Bly immediately retreated into the home, followed by the deputies. Bly produced a handgun and fired, striking himself and Deputy Taylor Bristow. Bly was pronounced dead at the scene. Bristow was taken by life flight to an Atlanta hospital. Evidence obtained during the investigation indicates that Bly died from a self-inflicted gunshot wound. The shooting incident is being investigated by the GBI's Atlanta Regional Office. The original search warrant was executed by agents with the GBI's Child Exploitation and Computer Crimes Unit. During the search, agents located and seized multiple electronic devices within the home, which contained child sexual abuse material. The GBI says once the investigation is complete, the case will be given to the Carroll County District Attorney's Office for review. Meanwhile, the wife of Deputy Bristow, Lissa Bristow, shared a message to those who have been supportive during this trying time. She states, "We see everything, we feel everything, the love, the prayers, the thoughts, the well wishes. We are fighting the good fight and appreciate every little and big thing. It does not go without notice. My heart is in 1,000 pieces right now, and I wish I had good news and a true update, but we are not out of the woods yet, and we need all the love, prayers, and well wishes to continue. God is good, and He is in control." Those able to offer financial support for Bristow's family during the difficult period should donate through the West Georgia First Responders nonprofit online at westgafirst.org. In other news, while much of the state of Georgia reports a decline in the unemployment rate for the month of July, in our listening area, Georgia's Northwest Georgia Regional Commission reports the unemployment rate was up 0.1% to 3.9% over the month, and the Three Rivers Regional Commission reports the unemployment rate remained unchanged at 3.9%. The Northwest Georgia region reports the labor force is at an all-time high. However, initial unemployment claims were up close to 1,400 over the month of July. Three Rivers region also reporting an increase in the labor force for July, also reaching an all-time high. And again, initial unemployment claims were up 871 over the month, but still down over the year. I'm Colin Worthington.